Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Mosaic Podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Benoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski, here with my co-host, David Magner. We are going to be talking about a very important topic, elder abuse prevention. To tell us more about it, we have Laura Snow Robinson here with us. Laura is the director of the Institute on Aging at Mosaic Senior Life. She has been at Mosaic Senior Life for 15 years and has her master's in public health from Yale. She works with many of our community service programs here at Mosaic Senior Life. Welcome, Laura. Tell me about the Center for Elder Abuse Prevention.
Sure. Mosaic Senior Life started the center a little over 15 years ago now. The center's mission is to provide safe haven and services to vulnerable older adults and to champion a safer Fairfield County for all of us as we age. So our Shelter Without Walls assists individuals who cannot stay in a domestic violence shelter. We also co-facilitate with the Agency on Aging a professional community group called the Coalition for Abuse Prevention of the Elderly, which we call CAPE. And we serve on the State Coalition for Elder Justice in Connecticut, as well as other daily, monthly activities we do, which is conducting educational programs for all kinds of audiences in Connecticut. So we're doing a lot of things to keep people safe.
Laura, how can we stay safe if we are older, or more importantly, as we age?
There's so much I could say in response to this question, and I could get really detailed depending on the different types, whether it's financial or having our care needs met. But the number one thing I'm going to say today is that we need to prevent isolation. So we need to make sure as much as possible we're around as many people as possible. So ideally more than one person even regularly. Because imagine if you had one person you're relying on and you didn't feel like they had enough support or they weren't doing the right thing. You need more than one. So this not only prevents abuse, but studies show it leads to better health outcomes. You know, social interactions keep our brains going. They keep us sharp. They keep that muscles in our brain flowing. When we're around people, they may detect a change that we don't. So, for example, you know, we might be slurring our speech because of a medical condition, and someone else is going to hear that when we may not. Or having people around may mean we get more of our needs met quickly, or more quickly, rides to appointments or help with errands, maybe even just helping you call a doctor or pay a medical bill. Even if it's over Zoom, finding ways to connect while we're older is important. So if you feel like your world is getting smaller, which is not unusual, it's a very normal thing to have happen, especially if our friends are passing away or moving, consider reaching out to your local senior center or chat with a social worker there about this concern specifically. They might have ideas for your situation, your abilities, your interests. They may be aware of groups that are meeting in towns, all the kinds of things that are available. It's also important to visit others, too. So if you're one of those really busy, active people who feels like you have a robust social life, you can be that person who speaks up, who helps somebody connect to somebody who may have whose world might be a little bit smaller or has difficulty speaking up for themselves. So even a quick check-in phone call with someone or a postcard can help people stay connected and improve their well-being.
What should someone do if they are aware of abuse or an unsafe situation?
Yeah, so if someone reveals to you that something happened to them, like a scam, or they don't like how they're being treated, so if it's a scam, you know, research the issues with them or, you know, the treatment, talk about their options with them, and make a plan with them. The theme is that they're directing what they want to have happen. They've revealed this to you. So, you know, if it's a scam, also, I joke with adult children, especially, you know, please resist saying, oh, my God, Mom, what were you thinking? Because, you know, I've had this happen where if somebody, you know, the tax services call and say you owe back taxes, they paid it and they come to do their actual taxes and they find out that that was a scam and they owe. it's really embarrassing. We can all fall prey to that. Right. The stakes are higher when we're older because every single dollar that we have becomes really important. So it can happen to all of us, but it's really easy, especially when it's a parent, to be sort of paternalistic or condescending about a response. But think about it. If you're the person they told, it means they trust you and they see you as a safe person. And they think that maybe you can help them figure out what to do. So you want them to keep doing that. Even if you said it, kind of backtrack from there and be like, you know what? Sorry. I kid, but it happens all the time. And I think it's really important to think about how we respond. If the person hasn't told you, though, because they're unaware, you don't know them that well, or, you know, they have vulnerabilities like dementia and you're concerned for their safety, then I really encourage you to call the Department of Social Services Protective Services for the Elderly. A social worker from this agency can check in with the adult, present them with choices, see if they're able to make those choices, and see if there's services or assistance that they would benefit from. If you have questions and you aren't sure who to call, call us. We're happy to help point you in the right directions. Oftentimes people just kind of want to talk through what they're not sure about because it feels potentially scary, and you want to make sure you do the right thing. And we don't always know what that is in the moment. We have a helpline. It's not a hotline, so it's not 24/7. It's a helpline. It's 203-396-1097. Or you can visit our website at mosaicsl.org and look for the Center for Elder Abuse Prevention under the Services tab.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for coming in today and providing important information regarding the Center for Elder Abuse Prevention and your important mission to provide a safe haven and services to vulnerable adults in our community. We greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.